Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Mariana. Say hello to Conan and David.
Hi, Conan and David. Oh, my God.
Hey, Mariana. How are you?
Well, I wanted to be cool, calm, and collected, but I'm feeling more, like, clammy and anxious and, like, spread out, I guess.
Right. Well, that actually could be a heart condition, you know?
Yeah.
It may not have anything to do with me. You're showing all the signs of having some sort of event, and it really doesn't matter who you're talking to. So,
yeah.
Well, it's really nice to meet you, Mariana. Just a couple of quick questions. Where are you right now?
I'm in my apartment in Cary, North Carolina.
Oh, you're in North Carolina. Are you from North Carolina?
I am. I'm a true blue Southerner.
Okay. Very nice. I love the South. I studied the South in college, and I love all things Southern. And,
any particular time period?
Yeah, I studied, a bunch of time periods, actually, but I studied antebellum South for a while, mm-hmm. and, of course, Civil War, and then I really got into Southern literature. So Flannery mm-hmm. O'Connor, William Faulkner, I just love those people. So,
oh, they're amazing.
Yeah, so I dig the South, and it's very nice talking to you. I've noticed you don't have a strong Southern accent. You don't have that North Carolina accent.
That twang.
Yeah.
I worked very hard to get rid of it when I was younger.
Oh, really? Why did you not like it?
Oh, I got made fun of relentlessly.
Why would you get made fun of for it? If you're living in North Carolina, why are people walking around going, hey, what's with the North Carolina accent?
they're different. So I'm from Garner, which is stereotypically like lower income, like very Southern. And then mm-hmm. Cary, where I am now, I was on a soccer team with a bunch of girls from Cary who went to private school. And so they thought that my Southern accent was more like rougher around the edges.
So the rich kids bullied you because they thought their Southern accent was cooler and more mm-hmm. elite than yours.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I hate those people.
I hate them too.
Yeah. No, seriously, I'm gonna track these people down. I'll take care of it. Don't you worry about it. Matt, would you get on this? You know what to do.
Yeah, I already tracked down three of them.
Real quick.
Sending out some goons.
By goons, we mean we hired these 15-year-olds. It'll just shove them a little bit.
We're going to send three girls out with different accents and bully them into changing
That's
those.
Right. Our goons just bully people with psychological warfare. Well, I'm sorry to hear that because I do love – I actually think of the Southern accents, North Carolina is a really nice one. That's a mm-hmm. that's a very nice – I have to say I come from Massachusetts, and there are parts of Massachusetts and Rhode Island where – my God, that accent is rough. And I would have taken a Southern accent over that accent any day. So I hope you don't – I hope you still don't hate it. What did you do to get rid of that accent? How did you do it? Did you listen to like books on tape or something? What did you do?
I watched a lot of TV. Mm-hmm. So I chose like – I didn't choose people. I would encounter specific people where I was like, I really like the way they talk. And I would pick things up from their accents. So like one of those is – I used to stay up late watching The Nanny, and so I loved Fran Drescher.
Oh, my God, no.
Wait, that's the worst example.
Don't.
She has the best accent.
I mean, I love Fran Drescher. She's a very nice person. I've interviewed her a lot over the years, but that's not the part of her I would want to emulate.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield. Yeah.
No, why did you do that?
I love it. I would do her accent walking around the grocery store with my mother, and she would be like, shut the fuck up.
Y'all.
Shut the fuck
and you'd be like, Mr. Sheffield. Yeah. We did a bit on our show once. I think it was the first time she was on our show years and years and years ago when The Nanny was first on. And she came out and she started going, laughing. And just in the middle of one of her long laughs, we released a bunch of sheep that came out.
What?
Yeah. Like she attracted sheep. And it really worked well in the moment. It really were, and she was laughing at the sheep, and of course the sheep were sounding like her, and she was sounding like the sheep. It was a good moment. Look it up; it's on YouTube. Anyway, Okay, well, so you you conquered your Southern accent by listening to Fran Drescher. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Just fantastic. And then I'm, you know, I wanted to bring up one thing, which is we became aware of you because you tagged us in a TikTok video that you made. Mm-hmm. And that's how we became aware of you. And tell us why you mentioned us in the and what was the video all about?
Okay, so I'm a TikToker, and the things that have gone like semi-viral are I get ready for dates, so I will like pick out an outfit and put on makeup, and while I'm doing that, I will talk about how much I don't want to go on the dates, which is every time I go on a date. And so,
and you mentioned specific things about mm-hmm. the person you're about to see, and
yes.
sort of, and maybe let's just use the term you shit talk them a little bit just before the date.
And sometimes I shit talk them after the date, and but like depending on their actions. Mm-hmm. But the reason I tagged Team Coco was because in the TikTok, the guy I was talking to, who I already didn't like, he said he didn't like you. He didn't like Conan.
How did I even come up?
I don't know.
Yeah, like that's so weird that a guy just goes like, well, I really look forward to meeting you and I'm happy that we're going to an Italian restaurant because I love pasta. I hate fucking Conan O'Brien, that fucking prick.
Well,
I mean, how
like,
would that even come in? How would that
happened
show up?
Before. It's like
well,
you're
I
becoming
think...
a standard on dating apps.
Yeah,
people,
am I a like standard? A, yeah.
You're a litmus test for humor.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Well, I think he sounds awful, this guy.
He is awful. And then like, some dissenters in the comments were like, actually, it's a red flag for me if he does like Conan. And I...
Oh, no.
Well, who do they like? What's their deal?
I don't know. Like
they're dumb Leno fans.
Freaking yeah. Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. It's funny to me. Like, I love that... I love that a red flag in the dating world is if you enjoy the humor of Conan O'Brien.
I know. It's not if you won't get a vaccine or not. It's if you like Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, yeah. That fills me with delight. And I also have to say, I think my wife is in that category.
You should have checked.
I know. My wife is like, she'd be like, yeah, that would be a red flag for me. If she ever leaves me and is like, you know, out in the world dating,
But luckily, you don't like yourself either, so you guys would just hook
exactly.
up.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not a fan of mine, so...
Wait, Mariana, I have a question. Have you ever gone on a date who has watched the video about you talking about them before you got together? Like, hey, I saw what you said about me.
Not before. I have made... I do date updates where I say like in detail... What
during
happened?
The date?
What?
After
like,
the date. After
oh,
the
after
date.
The date.
After the date is finished, I will like give my followers an update.
Okay.
And a man has seen that and he
didn't like
that was
it.
That was
out.
Not good. I was mortified.
Can I ask you you know, back in the day, mm-hmm. there used to be this thing where in like Playboy magazine, what are your turn-ons and turn-offs? What would your turn-offs be? What are the things you don't like that are red flags to you? Aside from, of mm-hmm. course, the very normal, if the date despises Conan O'Brien, that's a deal killer right there. But what are the things that you really don't like that show up mm-hmm. maybe on their profile or that you witness them do?
On profiles, there are, I think, five big things. Like if you put this in your profile, it means you have no personality. And that's if you list The Office, if you list Game of Thrones, if you list any opinion about pineapple on pizza, if you put hiking and if you put coffee, those are the big things. Like if you include one of those keywords, you're not an interesting person.
Wow. This is devastating for so many people listening right
Everyone's
now.
Everyone's editing their bio right
now. Exactly. And you know what? You're so specific and probably so right. What about photographs? Are there certain photographs where you think, okay, I can't stand this person?
Gym selfies and pictures where a man is holding a fish.
So what's that?
Oh, Jesus, wait a minute. I just realized my profile photo is me in a gym without a shirt.
holding
a trout. Yeah.
Yeah, you are actually curling it like a weight.
Yeah, I'm curling it. And fortunately, it's a very light trout. wait a minute. So gym selfies and anyone who's holding a fish, meaning they're in a boat and they're holding up the fish like, look what I just caught.
Yeah, look, I caught
a
fish.
But you would like the guy if he was in a bank. getting a loan and he was mm-hmm. holding up a fish, you'd like that.
If he's somewhere else making sort of an ironic commentary on the fish holding epidemic.
Meta. Very meta.
Yeah.
I like it. Mariana, you are a very picky dater. You are, do you think, is there any person that's going to make it through that's going to be a keeper for you? Or do you think your standards are too high?
If you're a woman online dating, your standards have to be high because
Agreed.
That makes sense.
It's terrible out there. It really is.
You know what? I wish my assistant Sona is not here. She fortunately found the right partner, and mm-hmm. she has these beautiful twins, Mikey and Charlie, right now. So she's off on maternity leave. But this is something she could talk to, because I used to tell her all the time. Mm-hmm. I really did. And I would tell all the people, younger people that work for me, especially the women, don't settle. Seriously, mm-hmm. don't settle. Like, and I would give them these impassioned speeches about how they shouldn't do that. And I believe that. I believe your standards should be really high. Mm-hmm. But I just think when you start getting into, I mean, what if you met someone who was just absolutely fantastic and you're like, oh my God, I love this person. I want to be with this person for the rest of my life. And on the way out the door, they said, well, I'm going to go out and grab some pineapple pizza. And
what if they invited you over to have pineapple pizza and watch The Office?
Yeah. That's specifically if they list them in their bio. If they do it, if they enjoy The Office separate from their profile, then that's another thing entirely.
Okay, That was just litany. People that list those things as the most important thing to know about them, mm-hmm. that's a danger sign.
Yes, that because I know they see that on everyone else's profile. I know they see it and they're like, still, that's the best thing about me is that I like The Office. Yeah.
Wow.
This is what you're deciding to put out into the entire world, to the person you want to be with for the rest of your life. And you want them to know that you like The Office. Just like everyone else on the planet.
Right. Got it.
Mariana, do you have any kind of question for Conan?
I do. What is the worst date you've ever been on?
Oh.
Ooh.
Wow. Worst date I've ever been on. Well, first of all, let me explain something to you, Mariana. if there's something that happens later in life where you forget large chunks of your early life. And so I have vague memories of, I think I was set up on a blind date once and I could tell immediately the person wasn't into me. And, I think literally I picked the person up, took them to dinner. We both sat there and politely answered each other's questions. And then I drove her to her apartment and deposited her there.
Deposited
her. That's how it felt like, and opened the door and she goes into her door and shuts the door to the apartment and I leave and we never spoke again. And obviously I come from a pre-online dating world. Mm-hmm. And so there was just, it was all just a mistake. It was all a terrible mistake. And so that was a pretty bad date. I'm going to put that down. It was a completely blind date. I don't even remember how. I think a mutual friend said, these two should get together. And it was just didn't work out at all. And so I remembered it feeling just like a job interview where you knew neither person wanted the job. No one knew what the job was. And it immediately fizzled. Yeah, that was my story. And then it turned out later on, she became pretty famous. So, super, super famous. I think we all know who I'm talking about.
Lawrence.
No, it wasn't Jennifer Lawrence. No, she wasn't born yet. It was Cher, the singer. Yeah. And then I met her before she even knew Sonny. And I was 2 years old and she was...
Well, that's why.
You could have been
too
young.
I think it was the problem is that I was only 2 years old and it was 1965 mm-hmm. and she hadn't met Sonny yet.
That was the problem. Also, the fact that you deposited at her home, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she still remembers that. She's very bitter about it.
Sonny and Cher sounds better than Conan and Cher anyway.
Yeah. It was going to be Conan and Cher and I blew it. But I really don't remember. I never figured out the dating thing. I always, to be honest, was on the hunt for like, who's going to be my girlfriend, instead of just the casual dating thing. I never mm-hmm. quite figured that out. I never figured that out. And so now it's a different world where people go on all these dates I mean, how many dates do you, would you say you go on in a month?
Five.
Wow.
Five. It's awful. I hate it.
I think I went on five dates in a decade.
Yeah.
I think between 1983 and 1993, I went on five dates. Mm-hmm. And you do that in a month. That's incredible.
Yeah. I always recommend that people don't do it.
Don't do what I'm doing is what you tell them?
Yeah. And like, if you have the choice, don't date anyone. And
okay.
Do you at least get free meals out of it?
I do get free meals, which is fun. I always offer to split the check, but they won't allow me to. So
what about if a guy tries to buy you a drink in a place? Do you accept the drink? How does all that work? I've never understood how that works.
So you accept it and then you walk away.
Oh, so you take the drink and then have nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
I would always get things wrong. When I was younger, I didn't know, is it too forward to send a drink over? What if they don't drink? What if that seems creepy? So I would send a salad over. And
Jesus.
Yeah. Usually like a Cobb salad, sometimes one that just
oh my God, they're probably thinking, oh, he thinks I need to lose weight.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah. I would send a salad over and they would get offended or just think it was weird. I just didn't know what to send over. So that was my move. I'd send often a large Cobb salad over.
At least it was a large.
Huge.
Yeah.
I always made sure it was a really big Cobb salad. Just, you know, that was pretty much an entree. And I would send it over and they would look over and I'd do that nod like, hey, good looking.
It's like you're telling her she needs to lose weight.
Not if it's a large Cobb salad.
Yeah, puts a dozen eggs on there.
Yeah. There was a lot of eggs and there would be provolone in there. All kinds of cured meats. No, I always made sure. I was very sensitive about that. I didn't want people to think I was trying to get them to lose weight. So I went the other way. So there'd be like 6 pounds of deli meat in this salad.
It's like one of those challenges. You eat the whole thing, you get it for free.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You eat the whole thing, you get a date with Conan O'Brien.
Yeah. That's just amusing me so much, the idea of a Cobb salad for the lady over there.
The gentleman over there has sent this your way.
Your creepy head nod.
What would you do, Marianne, if you were sitting at a bar and someone brought over a large, and I'm talking this thing weighs about two to 3 pounds.
It's in a punch bowl.
And it's in a punch bowl. And they bring over a large Cobb salad and put it in front of you and they say, from the gentleman over there, and you look around and imagine it's a 30-year-old me. Let's go back to a 30-year-old me. So,
do you also have a salad?
No. No.
Do you have any food?
Yes.
Just a bourbon?
Yeah. No, no, I don't have a bourbon. I'm sitting there with a Diet Coke and I'm eating a giant birthday cake by myself with a wooden spoon. And I've got some of the birthday cake around my mouth. Oh. And I give you sort of like a, yes, a knowing nod as you accept the Cobb salad. Are you intrigued?
I'm always grateful to receive free food.
Are you repelled?
Nope, it's too late. She already said intrigued.
Okay.
Matt, you can't try to. Matt, you're leading the witness.
Sorry. If you want, you can say that you just go over there and empty the salad in his lap.
Yeah, okay. We just established that if 30-year-old Conan O'Brien could time travel and sent Marianna a massive Cobb salad over at the bar, and then she looked at me and I was eating a giant birthday cake by myself, she'd be intrigued.
I'm at the bar with the salad.
You're at the bar with the salad.
A salad bar.
Is she alone or is she with friends?
You're with a bunch of friends. It's a wedding party. You're with a bunch of bridesmaids. And this is 2 days before the wedding and you all got together for drinks. And I'm like, this Mira, who's that woman over there? And I send a massive Cobb salad over. You're intrigued.
I'd say I don't have a date to this wedding.
Oh.
Well, you do now.
You got me tonight, I think.
So you come over to my table and you introduce yourself and I go, it's my birthday.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And then
just throw the salad.
And then I say, it's my birthday every day. And the waiter says he comes and orders that cake every day.
And buys someone a salad
every time.
He's
criminally insane.
And they lived happily ever after.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Well, Mariana, thanks for sticking up for me against that. Sounds like, I mean, maybe something's wrong with him. If someone doesn't like Conan O'Brien, they must, I'm thinking brain tumor. I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to be way off the mark. But you stood up for me, and I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And
you're
thank
welcome.
You. Thank you very much. And you seem like a very cool, intelligent, very funny young woman. And I wish you all the best. And I'm glad that you've set a high standard because you deserve the best. I really believe that.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't. You know what? Guess what, Mariana? I don't either. I don't either. I was, you know, trying to put a nice thing on at the end. But I was totally just, you know, I was really over my skis there. Didn't know what I was saying.
Wait, Mariana, I want to go find your TikTok. What's your
My name is at Mariana Moritani, MarianaMoritani. It's a mouthful, but yeah.
Man, if only you had said that in a North Carolina accent.
Can you do that, Mariana?
Instead, Fran Drescher just ran through the alphabet with us.
Listen only, Fran Drescher.
Oh my God. Wow, really fun talking to you, Mariana. You're hilarious. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaird. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.